Hi, I'm Marian Zaki, Assistant Professor of Computer Science at Houston Christian University College of Science and Engineering. And today my guests are two of our computer science students who are just about to graduate in May 2023. Ryan Barnes and Nadine Eniza, both of them not only succeeded as computer science students and they did amazing work on campus, but part of their experience at Houston Christian University, they got to work with Crime Stoppers of Houston in the process of developing the Crime Stoppers of Houston Glenda Glordy Research Center. Nadine and Ryan, and I'm so happy to be talking to you here one last time before y'all graduate. And I call you my students because I've had you, you're the very first group of students that you've almost had me every single semester. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're sick of me, I know that. But yeah, it just happened, you know? I've had you since you were freshman, first year, fresh coming out of high school all the way until today, 4 years later. It's been a joy to have you in my classes. You two, you demonstrated not only academic excellence, but ethical and integrity and just beautiful teamwork and collaboration efforts whenever you had teamwork projects to work on. And I saw that in you and I'm like, those are the ones who can do bigger works outside of campus. First of all, let's go back to your high school year. Yeah. What got you interested in the computer science program at HBU back then and now HCU?
So whenever I was choosing a college to go to, I had a bunch of options. I applied to Abilene. I applied to the usual ones you would apply to, A&M. I also applied to HBU at the time. Because in my high school years, I was a very avid debate student. Mm-hmm. And my debate coach had mentioned HBU as his college of choice. So I applied there, not thinking much. But whenever I got my request back, I saw that HBU was one of the ones that was accepted. And it was one of the colleges that I had applied for the computer science degree in. Originally, whenever I came to HBU, I was going to apply to be a lawyer, have a law degree. But as I was applying, I kind of felt that I was not very interested in a law career. I was instead interested in something that was, you know, involved with computers. I had always grown up around computers. So I ended up, instead of applying for the law degree, I applied for the degree in computer science, and after my first class, I never looked back.
Mm. Interesting. What about you, Nadine?
My story is similar to Ryan, where I just happened to apply to HBU because one of my coworkers at my tutoring center she went to HBU. So let me apply here because I heard good things about her about HBU there. And then I happened to get a call from Dr. Napper one day. And he's telling me about the program and how, like, describing how the program is set up, how it's project-based. And the project-based word phrase got me my attention because I'm like, ooh, this is what I like. Because my experience with computer science, I only had 1 year in high school. My senior year, we were doing different activities. And my biggest project there was, like, this Christmas greeting card that I did. I spent so many time and effort just trying to make a 3D image using 2D shapes. And it was a struggle, but it was so worth it in the end when it got it to look exactly how I wanted it to look like. And so thinking that I'm going to have a similar experience with HBU, it was like, oh, this caught my attention. It's like, these classes are mostly project-based. I'll actually work on things. It's not just straight lecture upon lecture and then this whole big assignment at the end. And so that got my attention. And like, I was like, you know what? Let's like, between HBU and another school, but HBU was closer. And it was like,
just like in your backyard.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, let's try this out here and see what happens. And I happened to meet some people on like orientation that caught, like, I was like, ooh, these people I connect with a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and so like, this seems like a right place for me. So let me just go full for it and see what happens. Mm-hmm.
So fast forward 4 years, mm-hmm. did your expectations meet what you saw on campus? Did it supersede your expectations?
Well, I'm glad I chose HBU, now HCU. as my choice because, for one, whenever you kind of think of an average college class, you think of there being like 100 plus students in the same auditorium. Mm-hmm. You have a professor who relies on teaching assistants to kind of grade all the assignments. But in this university, I haven't had any of that experience. Mm. For the most part, the most people in my class has been maybe 31, 32 students.
Right, this is where we max out. We never go beyond 32.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that helps me a lot because if I'm able to actually talk with my professor, like I've talked with you and Dr. Carlton, Dr. Lyford, a bunch of the COSI professors, talk to them about issues that I'm having and really work through problems that I'm having in the class, I feel like I've come out a lot better than I would have at any other university.
Yeah. Same thing with me. Like, my experience at HCU made me appreciate so much the fact that I went to a smaller campus in the first place, because I only been to one big campus, was A&M. And it was at a graduation, and I was like, this is too big for me. And then actually being there in the classes and like time is like getting tends to know you and other professors better, having a direct connection where like I'm having this issue, like it just as soon as I can, like I can set up a meeting with you and like just talk to you directly. Don't have to worry about there's a bunch of other people I need to wait for who went in the line right. to get talk to my professors. It was like, this helps me a lot because I know through like COVID happened, I took that one semester, I was like, it's like at home trying to do online. I'm like, no, I'm not an online person. I need to be right there on the campus where I have direct access to you for me to actually learn better and like improve.
So it's not only how rigorous the academics are that we have, it's just the environment itself. Mm. And that's what I've been hearing from all the students. This is what they love about our small classroom sizes. Mm. Intense project-based, you're constantly working on projects. It's just the communities. There's something about it that makes it feel like you're learning within your family, among colleagues and your professors. That's amazing. It's been a joy to have you, and I'm like, really, you're my favorite group of graduating students, and of course everybody else. But you know, I'm so biased because I've had you since again freshman. But okay, so talking about transitioning from class, coming into Crime Stoppers of Houston, and starting this project with Crime Stoppers. First of all, what was the most challenging part about this project?
I think the most challenging part of this project would probably be just finding what tools to use and how to apply them. Because whenever you're in a classroom situation, you have projects that are kind of laid out for you. You have the problem laid out for you. You have what's required of you, and what you're to use. Whereas in this project, we were kind of we had a goal that we wanted to achieve. It was up to us to kind of develop whatever we had learned in the university to reach that solution. And it's been quite an experience, applying what we've learned in the classroom and really working with real life data in the way that we have. Mm-hmm.
So where is the data that you're processing coming from, and which part of the project did your focus or coding work with?
So the bulk of the coding that I had done was to pull data from the Harris County District Clerk website. From there, we will pull data sets that they release in CSVs.
So it's public data?
Yes, it's public data. So we take that data, we run a script to sanitize it, make sure that we're not inserting any bogus data, and then we insert it into our database through that same script.
And then I'll be, on the other hand, like taking the data that's in our database and like formatting, just trying to figure out ways I can use the program we have available to like visualize data, like to format where it's actually like presenting the information. Like there's a question, like how's the crime trend over the years actually showing that and not something else, and making sure like what I'm looking like makes sense and is not like actually fits the situation and not like an outlier there, or like I misarranged things and it's presenting different information than I actually thought it was presenting.
Mm-hmm. So you're making sure the visual presentation of the data actually is exactly a good representation of what the huge amount of data that you have is. Because there's multiple ways of visualizing it and looking at it from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. So you're finding the one view that gives a big picture of what we're looking for and make it available just for average, you know, citizens. Just look at the data and make sense of it and understand what's happening. This is awesome, you guys. I mean, it is a long process from getting data that is unsanitized and just, you know, I think you start with text files even.
Yes,
so something completely unusable to make it usable, queryable data that can be overlaid and queried and integrated. That is a great experience. So now looking at it from, you know, student worker perspective, because you are a part-time working now for Crime Stoppers, and you've done that throughout your last academic year, which is quite challenging because you're working on your coursework and then coming here in the headquarters to work with the Crime Stoppers team. How did that go? How was the year going by?
It was a bit challenging at first, trying to balance, you know, the workload of university as well as the workload of Crime Stoppers, because we were just starting out. We were just trying to figure out everything. And as it went along, I feel like I got better at managing the different workloads. Mm-hmm. And also just finding our way and getting into the groove of things also helped along as well. Overall, though, I think it's been a very enriching experience just having the opportunity to, you know, balance the workload of the university and Crime Stoppers.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Nadine?
I had some experience like balancing different workloads throughout my, like, some like having two part jobs in high school that I was working with, but this is like on a bigger level where like I have classes and projects are like require much more of my attention span. But at the same time, I'm like, this project that I'm doing with Crime Stoppers, it's so important to me also to like make sure I'm on top of that. And like took me a while to like figure out how to formulate my schedule to be like, I need to make sure I get this thing done, but this also is very important for me. But like each day, so like sometimes something's my fault. Like I feel like I've given things less time than I wanted to be, but I'm like managing, like find the balance that works for me.
Yes, this is an important skill to start developing early on. Mm-hmm. When you graduate, you'll be looking at, you know, not just work but also just your social life and your life in general. You're going to start families, and you have to learn how to balance all of that. So be prepared for adulthood. This is just a little, you know, experience. Ryan and Nadine, I'm so proud of you two. It's been a delight to have you. And I'm so excited to walk you down the aisles in your regalias and your caps with your diplomas in your hands. We have many students who are just like Nadine and Ryan, excited about working, excited about learning, excited about collaboration and teamwork and projects. And they're ready to, you know, take it all to the community and work on real world projects, and you've set a good example for many students. Mm-hmm. I was just overhearing another student who's working on you on your capstone project telling you the other day, Ryan, you're fighting crime from behind your computers, and what a great value to see the skills you've learned on campus being applied to help our community. Our slogan or our acronym for the engineering department at Houston Christian University is SAFE, which stands for Securing America's Future Through Engineering. And you've demonstrated this in real world. Thank you so much. And thank you for having this nice conversation. And I'll see you again very soon. Next week, next week in class, we'll meet again. Yeah. But thank you again. Thank you so much.